Morning, everyone, and welcome back. The Rules Committee hearing is called to order for Tuesday, April 11th, and I'll note for the committee record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Tuesday, April 4th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Thank you, Vice Chair Hollins. Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, April 13th. We're proposing four bills for the calendar for the day. The first is House File 1019, Representative Feist, Survivorship Modifications. Second is House File 463, Rural Finance Authority Loan Authorization, Representative Vang. Third is House File 3, Representative Greenman, Democracy Protection Package. And fourth is House File 2204, Representative Freiberg, Metropolitan Council Redistricting Plan. Any discussion to the calendar for the day for Thursday, April 13th? Representative O'Neill, welcome back.
Thank you, Majority Leader Long. I appreciate that. Yeah, I am back. I hope you miss me. You may not miss me now. We'll see. I did look at House File 3, and I know that this has had issues. It's been on agendas, taken off agendas, put back on agendas, taken off agendas, and I can see why. The other three bills are fine, but this one is problematic. The fiscal note wasn't finished until March 31st, and unfortunately, it went through elections, finance and policy, transportation finance and policy, public safety finance and policy, judiciary finance and policy, state gov and local gov finance and policy before the fiscal note was done. I'm assuming that it was presented in Ways and Means at the kind of the last opportunity, and I saw it on the agenda and then pulled back off, and then after Ways and Means, of course, there was an updated fiscal note done. But Mr. Chair, this didn't follow the proper procedure in any sort of way. We don't know what fiscal notes are going to say until we know what they're going to say, and it simply wasn't available for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 committee stops without a fiscal note. So this is incredibly problematic. I don't know what the remedy is at this point, because committees aren't meeting in a regular way. They could be called at the call of the chair, I suppose, six committees. But I object to this being on the calendar. That's a whole lot of work to get it through again. I understand that. But I'd like to make a motion to remove House File 3 from the calendar for the day.
Representative O'Neill makes motion to remove House File 3 from the calendar for the day. The chair will oppose that motion. It did meet the committee stops that the bill required, and it had its fiscal note when it went through Ways and Means, so that no money was spent without having a fiscal note. Any discussion to Representative O'Neill's motion? All those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Representative O'Neill.
I just want to give everyone else an opportunity. Mr. Chair, this is a 36-page fiscal note. It's a pretty meaty fiscal note, and I would note that on the fiscal note, the agencies involved in creating the fiscal note, the lead agency was the Secretary of State, the other agencies were the Attorney General, the Department of Corrections, Human Service Department, Public Safety Department, Supreme Court, Campaign Finance Board, the Governor's Office, Public Defenders Board, and the Sentencing Guidelines Commission. And yet, their analysis of this bill wasn't ready for any of the six policy and fiscal committees that it did go through with all of those jurisdictions. So I would ask that we vote no, and I ask for a roll call.
Representative O'Neill requests a roll call.
Sorry, vote yes.
On her motion to remove House File 3 from the calendar for the day, the clerk will take the roll, and the chair votes no.
Chair Long, no. Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
No. Lead Damuth?
Yes.
Representative Engen?
Yes.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Hewitt?
No.
Representative Jordan?
No.
Representative Lilly?
No.
Representative Moeller? Representative Nash?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
No.
Representative O'Neill?
Aye.
Representative Pawlowski?
No.
Representative Robbins?
Yes.
Representative Torkelson?
Aye.
Representative Wolgamott is excused. Mr. Chair, there are 6 ayes and 8 nays.
There being 6 ayes and 8 nays, the motion does not prevail. Further discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't get in quickly enough on the discussion of House File 3. House File 3 originated in the Elections Committee. At its heart is an elections bill. I happen to be the lead on elections. This bill has changed pretty dramatically since it left the Elections Committee. I'm just curious, Mr. Chair, when it was in elections, it did not have a catchy title. Do you know where it picked up this moniker?
Representative Torkelson, I do not know at what point in time it was deemed a democracy protection package.
Well, it seems to be misnamed, Mr. Chair. This has, you know, as we've talked about, or I've talked about many times in the Elections Committee, elections work has traditionally been a bipartisan effort in this legislature, supported by governors from 3 different parties. This is not a bipartisan bill, and I'm surprised that it's gotten as far as it has with 0 Republican support, to my knowledge.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson. Further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Thursday, April 13th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. That is our business, members, and with that, we are adjourned.